This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week into the heart of the state of Jefferson and its once and possibly future capital, Yreka, and then continue on toward Oregon. Given that far northern California and southern Oregon also comprise the state of Jefferson, which almost came to be in the 1940s. There's something profoundly different about a place proud to be in a constant state of rebellion. That place would be California, which has generated more than 200 different independence proposals since statehood in 1850. The first serious attempts to break away came from thoroughly dissed Los Angeles, still a dusty cowtown when the streets of San Francisco were almost literally paved with gold after the gold rush. But for a relentless rebellion, no place beats far northern California. In 1852, it proposed a separate state of Shasta, a bid for more military protection, better roads and mail service, and lower taxes. That bill died in legislative committee. In 1853 came the call to form the state of Klamath, running roughly from Cape Mendocino north to the Umpqua River. The following year, a meeting in Jacksonville, Oregon, convened a plan for Jackson, a proposal revisited in 1855. Secession came up again in the 20th century. On November 27, 1941, the first and original state of Jefferson officially seceded from Oregon and California. Jefferson citizens blocked Highway 99 and announced to passersby and legislators alike that the territory would secede every Thursday until further notice or until they got good roads. That short-lived state of Jefferson extended from the Pacific over to the High Plateau in Nevada, north to Roseburg, Oregon, and south to Redding, California, roughly the boundaries of the current Jefferson proposal. The new state's capital was Yreka, and its symbol was a gold pan. In the center of the gold pan on the state seal was a double X, indicating just how people here felt about California and Oregon, double-crossed. On December 4th, Judge John L. Childs of Crescent City was named Jefferson's acting governor. His inauguration was staged on the lawn of the courthouse in Yreka. Signs posted for the benefit of time, life, and film crews in attendance read, "Our roads are not passable, barely jackassable. If our roads you would travel, bring your own gravel." The plan was to release film footage of that inaugural event, the formation of America's 49th state, on December 8th. But that never happened, because on December 7th, the day before, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, and the U.S. was hurled into World War II. Even in the state of Jefferson, priorities suddenly shifted. But Jefferson's rebellion wasn't ineffective. The far north now has graveled and paved roads, including a major interstate freeway, today's I-5, and Stanton Delaplane of the San Francisco Chronicle won a Pulitzer Prize for his news coverage. As for touring the state of Jefferson, take your time exploring Siskiyou County and Yreka, where worthy attractions include those surviving horsehead hitching posts downtown, the courthouse, of course, though lowlifes have stolen all the gold nuggets once displayed there, and the Siskiyou County Museum on Main. From Yreka, head out on the state of Jefferson scenic byway to O'Brien, Oregon. At the turnout near the California-Oregon border, take in those Klamath River Valley views. Is that landscape jackassable or what? Until next time, when we sample the Bigfoot Scenic Highway, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.